Hey everyone, welcome back. We really need to talk about the steep privacy and security cost we pay for modern digital convenience. It demands a level of proactive vigilance from both us and the institutions we trust that's hard to ignore.
It's a serious situation. Recent cybersecurity developments highlight four critical vulnerabilities we need to address, along with the necessary defenses to protect ourselves.
Let's start with something personal. Period tracking and health apps are quietly harvesting and sharing highly sensitive medical and location data with third-party advertisers and data brokers. Often, this happens without explicit user consent.
This is particularly concerning, given the politicized nature of reproductive rights. This kind of data poses significant legal and social risks to users.
Exactly. So, users must audit app permissions, opt out of marketing tracking, and prioritize applications that use end-to-end encryption and local data storage.
Second, we're seeing nation-state actors, particularly Russian cyberspy groups, shifting from traditional espionage to targeting critical infrastructure like energy grids, water treatment facilities, and transportation networks.
These campaigns are designed to cause tangible, real-world disruption through phishing, compromised software updates, and lateral network movement.
Defending against these threats requires collaboration between government and the private sector, zero-trust network architectures, and continuous threat monitoring.
And it's not just external threats. Even the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has repeatedly failed to detect prolonged network breaches, allowing attackers to exfiltrate data and maintain persistent backdoors.
These lapses expose a systemic industry problem. Advanced security tools generate overwhelming alert fatigue, while legacy and fragmented IT systems create exploitable blind spots.
Organizations must adopt proactive security postures featuring automated response protocols, continuous monitoring, and regular red team exercises. We have to operate under the assumption that we are already targeted.
Fourth, a breach at a major AI music generation platform revealed aggressive, non-consensual scraping of copyrighted music, lyrics, and artist metadata to train machine learning models.
This practice directly threatens creator compensation and intellectual property rights. The industry must shift toward ethical data sourcing, including licensing agreements, opt-in data pools, and transparent model disclosures.
Users should also exercise caution when uploading creative content to AI platforms, as terms of service often grant companies broad usage rights.
So, what are the critical takeaways for our digital safety?
Individuals should regularly audit and restrict app permissions, enable two-factor authentication using dedicated authenticator apps, upgrade to routers with built-in firewalls, and maintain updated firmware.
You should also prioritize technology companies that publish transparent privacy policies and offer granular data controls, and support open-source alternatives for verifiable security.
Ultimately, cybersecurity is an ongoing practice.
By understanding data flows, demanding corporate transparency, and maintaining robust digital hygiene, users and organizations can effectively navigate modern threats and reclaim control over their information.